The U.S. House today passed a bill that would allow a road between King Cove and Cold Bay. If it becomes law, it could accomplish a decades-long goal for Alaska's congressional delegation, providing King Cove, a town with tough access near the Aleutian Chain, a land route to a former Air Force runway where planes land in all weather. The vote was 248 to 179. Congressman Don Young predicts construction of the 11-mile road could start soon.
I would suggest it will be done before the year's over, as far as the beginning.
The Senate hasn't passed the bill yet. Young hinted the Trump administration might not need new legislation to take action.
So we hope to pass it to the Senate. The two senators are working very hard, but I've still got one more ace in the hole. So I plan on getting that road finished.
The bill authorizes a land trade between the state of Alaska and the federal government for a one-lane gravel road in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Part of the road would go through a designated wilderness, the federal classification of highest protection. Conservation groups especially dislike that the bill waives the requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act. They say the road would damage habitat important for migratory waterfowl in a world-class refuge. Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva argued against the bill on the House floor.
It's a road through a narrow chain of islands and lagoons. Its construction requires the development of bridges, installation of culverts and pipes, and the dredge and fill of nearly 4 acres of wetlands.
Young says it's a life-saving road that would allow people in King Cove a way to fly out in an emergency. Senator Lisa Murkowski sponsored a Senate version of the bill, which is still pending. The issue predates her time in Congress. Back in 1997, her father, Senator Frank Murkowski, authored a King Cove road bill, as did Young.